til Trøndøy.
Inte gå till dansbanan, det är tabu. I went once because just to see if I could get by with it. But I was afraid to look at anything. There was a bridge over, and my father would have to come across there if he came, and sure enough, he came and looked for me, so I went around the building and was home and in bed by the time he came.
Och det var sista besöket ni gjorde på?
Det är enda besöket jag gjorde på dansbanan.
Ja.
Det är mycket möjligt att denna episod hjälpte till att Lydia Dellner för Håkansson blev en amerikaemigrant år 1892. Det var lite strängt hemma i det mångforska hemmet, säger fru Dellner. Detta är intervju nummer ett, och den är med Lydia Dellner ifrån Chagrin Falls, Ohio, som var född år 1886, Mångfors, Värmland.
Och ni är född vilket år, fru Håkansson?
1886.
Och det var i Mångfors?
I Mångfors, yes. Ja. Jag var 16 år när jag kom hit.
Ja. Låt oss berätta lite grann ifrån er barndom. Kommer ni ihåg? Ni var flera syskon i hemmet.
Ja, vi var 8, and I was the oldest.
Jaha. Mm-hmm. 8 stycken, och har de åkt till Amerika kanske samtidigt av dem, eller?
4 av dem, but 2 av dem is dead. Mrs., you probably know the builder, Theodore Swanson. Uh-huh. Well, his wife was my sister. And then I have a sister in California, and then I had a brother here that died.
Vad var namnet utav dem som åkte hit över till Amerika? Kommer ni i tur och ordning, så att säga? Vad var namnet utav era syskon som åkte?
Som kom hit.
Ja.
Ja, den var, hon hette Hanna Håkansson, that is it, or Mrs. Theodore Swanson, and Margaret, Greta Håkansson. But hon har varit i California i, I don't know, a long time. She was married in California. And the rest are in Sweden, and my brother died there, my older brother. I was the oldest, but he was the, his name was Bror Håkansson, and he owned the Håkansson Industrier in Åmål. And then he had another business in Karlstad, Hus Company. He started Håkanssons Industrier in Åmål, and they built electrical appliances. And of course he died, so it's his sons now that runs that. And I don't know very much about them, but I know that they sell an awful lot of these small refrigerators and stoves for trailers and for campers, and they sell a lot of them out in California, more so than here.
Kan ni berätta lite grann ifrån ert föräldrahem? Ni var så många syskon, det var väl...
Well, jag var bara 16 år när jag lämnade, så det var, och alla de andra var småbarn, så det var inte mycket...
Ni fick hjälpa till naturligtvis.
Ja, jag fick hjälpa till. Jag fick tvätta och stryka. Men...
Och småskolan... Gick ni upp i Mungfors naturligtvis?
Ja, småskolan, whatever little there was. Småskolan och folkskolan. Och så gick vi till fortsättningsskolan. Men jag var true everywhere när jag var 12 years old, so you didn't get much of an education.
Vad hette lärarinnans eller lärarens namn?
Sjöqvist. Det var Johanna Andersson was a small schooler in that, or Sjöqvist. I don't remember his first name, but Sjöqvist was a folkskolelärare. And so.
Ni kommer inte ihåg en läraren berätta någonting om Amerika speciellt till exempel?
No.
Eller sa någonting om
no.
Utvandringen och sånt där?
No. Because...
Eller ni som skolbarn till exempel, ni berättade aldrig någonting för varandra om vad ni hade hört hemifrån i brev från Amerika?
No, I don't think so. I can't remember him. Except the everyday schoolwork, you know. I don't have any other memory of him. No.
Hade ni lång skolväg till?
No, vi sprang hem på rasten och fick smörgåsar. And men Johanna Andersson, småskolärinnan, hon var en god vän. Hon var en god vän till min mor, because my mother's sister was a school teacher too, only out in Ransäter.
Vad hette hon?
Hon hette Hanna Hedqvist. And she... By the way, they were friends with the family. Now I'm getting really to talk big. What's his name? The Prime Minister.
Erlander.
Yeah, well, his father was a school teacher too, and he played the organ in the Ransäter church, so they were all quite friendly when they grew up, and so I that was after my time, but I know that they were good friends because they were both school teachers, you know, they my aunt and his father, so. I knew that they were about my the same age, and I think my brother-in-law I think they went to school in Stockholm, in Karlstad at the same time. So they got to be good friends. Mm. And, well, I...
Vad tyckte ni om skolgången annars då? Alltså nu när ni hade en faster som var lärarinna, var hon noga med att ni skulle lära er bra kanske i skolan?
Oh, eller? Ja, en moster.
En moster var det, ja.
En moster, ja. Men hon hade en annan skola, hon i Ransäter. Jag gick i skolan i Munkfors och hon var lärarinna i Ransäter. So it was different, you know.
Så det var en bra bit emellan?
Yes, alltså, it was just about en svensk mil. Mm.
Och sen konfirmerades ni i Munkfors kyrka eller var någonstans?
My folks were they didn't do much work for the Lutheran church because they were missionsvänner. And jag fick inte läsa för prästen, men det var jag väldigt retad på i många år, för det tyckte jag att det hade jag väl kunnat fått läst för prästen anyways. Men de var missionsvänner, de trodde inte på den lutherska kyrkan, kan jag förstå, det måste ha varit.
Vad hette kyrkoherden, kommer ni ihåg det på den tiden, eller?
Andrén, I think. Du menar den lutherska?
Ja, i kyrkan.
Ja, jag tror han hette Andrén.
Så ni gick mest till missionshuset då,
ja? Jag gick i söndagsskolan i missionshuset. And, dit fick vi lov att gå om söndagarna.
Ja, vad hette pastorn där då i missionsförsamlingen?
Det var olika. But the one that was there, then they hit the one that was there when I went. And so that was where I grew up and had my Sunday schools and everything. That was the missionshuset.
I ert hem nu, fru Delner, kom det någon gång amerikabrev på till jul till exempel, eller hade er far eller mor någon syskon, eller är det syskon i Amerika? Alltså Amerika-hälsningar till exempel och sånt där som... Ni har ingen kontakt med Amerika?
No. Oh, yes, jag har en moster i Youngstown. Moster och mor, because det är ett barn gone.
Vad heter de? Det var...
Han heter Hagström, Jan Hagström. I Youngstown, and then tillhörde missionskyrkan i Youngstown. And
so det var
they were a big family too. And but I get too involved if I try to say anything about them, because I remember some things and I don't remember others, but they were a big family too, and and there's only one left in Youngstown of them, so they're all over everywhere. There's one in Akron, and yeah, and a couple of them, I believe, in somewhere in Michigan. And one was a doctor in Brooklyn. His name was Henry Hexham, and he was either assistant chief of staff in a Lutheran hospital in Brooklyn or chief of staff, I don't remember which, but he was a big doctor, you know. That was well known.
Så er moster, hon kom för många, många år sedan till Youngstown?
Kom,
eller var kom hon först?
Ja, hon kom ifrån Munkfors, men hon kom i, när jag var 2 år. Reste de hit, and so I didn't remember her until I came here, but then I spent 1 year in Youngstown with them, and well, then I came to Cleveland, and I've been in Cleveland ever since.
Ja, vad var anledningen till att ni åkte ut, fru Delner, till Amerika? Var det brev ifrån Moster kanske?
Det var... I always wanted to come to America from the time I was... I think it was because my mother and my aunt were very close and wrote between them. And I always had an idea I want to come. And so I had to fight my way with them because they didn't want me to go when I was 16. But they let me go finally. And...
Ni tror att det var brev som gjorde att ni...
Det var brev...
Läste ni själv breven som kom? Ah? Läste ni själv breven som kom från Amerika?
Oh yes, I'm sure.
Kommer ni ihåg vad som stod i dem ungefär?
Everything in, under the sun about each other and the family, you know, that I couldn't remember. It was everything in...
Det såg bra ut med andra ord.
Ha?
Det såg bra ut i breven i alla fall. Att det
yes,
var...
oh yes. Aha.
Var det något särskilt som ni lade märke till som var bra som ni tyckte ni skulle vilja komma i samband med?
Well, I don't know. They all had a good education and they all, because they were here and my uncle made good. So he did a lot for his family. See, my one of my cousins, her name was Hannah, I think. She was a music teacher and a vocal teacher, see? And the others were, or two of them were, what do you call it? They gave massage, you know.
Masseur, ja.
Masseur, ja. Uh-huh. And then one was a doctor, and one, Henry Ray Hagstrom, ran the Christ Mission in Youngstown from the time he graduated from that college out there, and he took the ministry. But he never had a church because he took the Christ Mission and he ran that and was there till he retired. He never had anything else. And he did a big job there because someone had donated a farm and he had gotten help and they made a big place there for slum children, you know. They would take them out there and give them 2 weeks in the country. So he did a lot of work, an awful lot of work. And
so hur sparade ni ihop till biljetten till Amerika eller skickade
ni? I guess my father managed to get it together for me.
Han ville inte gärna släppa iväg er?
Nej, no. And then I was home in 37 and he said, I never been so sorry as I was that I gave my consent to let you go. You were too young, he said.
Var er mor lika...
Well, she trusted her sister so well, so she didn't mind letting me go come here because I came to her sister, and her sister was they were very close, and she figured that I got a good home there. So I did, but I was only there a year, and then I came to Cleveland. Mm.
Och ni åkte tåg då till Karlstad eller till Oslo eller hur åkte ni?
When I came?
Ja.
No, we lived, you might say, at the end of the world because Munkfors at that time was the last station on the railroad. But then they built it from there on. Today, so then that's where everybody would go after that. But how did I get to? Oh yeah, I took the train up to Philipstad and down. Instead of going today, it was a little ways. I had to go up to Philipstad and down and come this way to come today. You know, because. And then from there you could go to Göteborg. So that was a roundabout way, of course.
Och vilken dag var det då, eller vilket år? Vilken dag, vilket år var det som ni...
Det var den sinan. It was, I think, the 6th of May in 1892.
Kommer ni ihåg namnet på båten som ni åkte med?
Ja, yeah, Ivernia.
Ivernia?
Mm-hmm.
Och den gick till...
Boston. No, yes.
Han gick inte till England först då?
Yes, I had to go to England, yeah. And Ivernia went to Boston, because I came to Boston, I didn't come to New York. And...
Men båten i Göteborg kommer inte ihåg namnet på, det var en mindre kanske som...
Det var en liten... That I don't remember. I know there was a Rollo, but I don't think that was the one. But it could have been.
Och hur var resan nu? Var det?
No, I know now how I came. I was to have company with a friend of my aunt's, and she lived in Skåne, in Helsingborg.
Boy.
And so I took to, when I got to Göteborg, I took the train to Helsingborg and came across Denmark. So it was from, and we had a boat from Denmark to across Esbjerg, was that it?
Esbjerg, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then from there on to Liverpool. So, yeah, I'm remembering more than I thought.
Och hur var resan över ifrån England nu på Stora Atlanten?
Well, it was good.
Vi hade bra mat då?
Yes, mm-hmm. We had everything all right, so the way it was expected, I suppose, and...
Vi kommer inte ihåg när man har fler svenskar på båten som åkte över ifrån...
Well, it was Alvin Pettersson.
Ifrån Värmland?
Yes, ifrån Lundfors. And he was a brother of Hjalmar Pettersson, som var, he was a comic. He used to travel around here and he'd give programs. Hjalmar Pettersson, his name was Ulli Skatthult. Yeah, he was...
Var det hans bror som åkte med er?
Yeah, Alvin. He was a couple of years older. He was, he came with me then when I came.
Så ni hade sällskap ifrån Munkfors?
Ja, yeah,
Vad berodde det på att ni kom i, hade ni talat om det tidigare kanske, eller?
Ja.
Hade ni diskuterat Amerikaresan tidigare?
No, I was all set and he came and had decided all at once. And he came and asked my mother to write this woman if she would take him on too. So we went together, but he decided that all in a hurry, and I was all set.
Ni kommer inte ihåg vad han hade för anledning att åka över? Vill han se sig omkring vad det kanske?
He got to be masseur after he came here though, and then he went to to Los Angeles after that, but he went to Minneapolis first. And then he went to Los Angeles. There he lived there. He died not so long ago, and his name used to be in here because he used to write. He used to write articles in the Swedish paper and in this paper.
Och hans namn var Albin...
Albin Pettersson. Mm-hmm.
Och hans bror, sa han hette Hjalmar.
Hjalmar Pettersson, och han var Olle i Skratthult.
Skratthult, ja. Mm. Och ja, då, eftersom ni är värmlänning så kommer ni väl ihåg någon bra historia där uppifrån Munkfors, eller?
No, I can't. Because I know... When I heard of in Cleveland a long, long time afterwards, and it was the same, and I thought, oh, didn't you learn anything new since then? So I didn't, I wasn't impressed by him at all.
Alltså han var över här på en turné i Amerika.
Yes, och he lived in Minneapolis most of the time.
Och han kom över också?
Oh yes, yes, but he came a little later. But he... He lived in Minneapolis, and he had a group with him, and they played Värmlänningarna or different things, you know, went to different...
Och han levde, så att säga, på det här då? Det var hans arbete?
Ja, det var hans arbete.
Så han spelade teater också då?
Han spelade teater, ja, det gjorde han. And I don't know, I don't think he did anything else.
Hade han fler värmlänningar naturligtvis i den här gruppen som... Var det fler värmlänningar som ni känner till som var med i gruppen och hjälpte honom eller... Och var med och spela?
Ja, och Rudolf Akerlin was along when he was... But I don't know what he was. He was just one of the gang, you know. Uh-huh. And so.
Vad kommer ni ihåg från hembygden? Var det danser och sånt på logarna till exempel på lördagskvällen
No. Kanske vi hade dans. Övningar och something på skolsalen, men vi gick aldrig ut från bruket.
Alltså ni som nu tillhörde missionsföreningen, ni kanske inte fick föräldrarna gå ut och dansa och så, utan...
No, jag fick inte.
Det var strängt förbjudet.
Det var förbjudet. Men vi fick göra folkdanser och sånt där på skolsalen. Det fick jag vara med på. Men jag fick inte gå till dansbanan. Det var tabu. Uh-huh. I went once because just to see if I could get by with it. But I was afraid to look at anything. There was a bridge over, and my father would have to come across there if he came, and sure enough, he came and looked for me, so I went around the building and was home and in bed by the time he came.
Och det var sista besöket ni gjorde på
dansbanan? Det var enda besöket jag gjorde på dansbanan.
Ja. Annars var det väl rätt så livligt uppe i Munkfors, det var ju brukssamhället.
Yes, oh yes. Uh-huh.
Er far arbetade han på bruket kanske?
Yes, uh-huh. He was... well, he had quite a good job. He has. He was head at a, and he was experimenting a lot. So he was. He had quite a lot of, in fact, I think he did things that he got a patent on that helped him make money. No, because he was experimenting. Oh. And
Så er far klagade aldrig på hårt arbete och sånt på bruken,
no,
utan det var...
No, no, because he did what they wanted him to do, and that was helping them get something perfected so that they can make money on it. That was... And han var här där mästare. And...
Ja, ni var ju så pass ung nu när ni åkte från Amerika, för den, ni var ju 16 år bara.
Mm-hmm.
Så er yngre bror, alltså han som började Håkanssons i Åmål, han var, hade inte börjat arbeta på bruket?
Han arbetade på kontoret. Han var 14 år, och han var kontors...
Ja, springpojke kanske mer.
Springpojke mest, ja. Mm-hmm. But then he went to Stockholm, and he had a very good education. He had he went to Tekniska skolan i Stockholm. And so he is he was an engineer. He was an engineer anyhow. And then one of my other brothers went to the same school, Gustav Håkansson, and he was an engineer. So by the time they got grown up, I think my father got help for himself for the first one, and then they helped each other. So they had good education after that.
Och de började på bruket också i Munkfors kanske och arbetade?
Yes, but not very long, because my brother didn't like it there, because han var Lars Håkanssons pojke, and the others didn't think that he was anything to tell them what to do, see? So he went to Skoghall, and that's near Karlstad. And he was there for a while, and then he went and worked for this Huse, and he worked for him until he died. Then he bought it from his wife, and that's quite a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And but he made real good. See, during the war, he was doing a lot of war work, you know, building. And I know one thing he did. He when Norway was when the Germans were in Norway, he built little huts, you might say, along the Swedish border, so that they could cross over and get away to Sweden, those that wanted to. And then after that, after the war, they used them for skiing in the winter time.
Har ni haft kontakt med bror, han som Håkansson
som
var
yeah. Mm-hmm.
under alla åren? Så.
Yes, han var här, han och hans hustru och dotter var här två gånger. Första gången var 1950, and andra gången var 1954, and then my nephew was here every year for I don't know how many years, because he was here. He had a warehouse in Chicago. So they sold different things. They sold saw blades and forks. Knives. Good knives and saw blades. They made there too, and they sold them, and then the electrical appliances they sold. And so they did quite well.
Det var aldrig tal på att, att han var intresserad av Amerika, till exempel när han växte upp, din bror, alltså.
No.
Inte alls? No,
he went to school right away. He went to school and got his start for his going to college. So he went as soon as he could. He went to Stockholm and he stayed there until he graduated from the school. The Royal Technical School in Stockholm.
Technical school,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. He graduated from, and so did my other brother. And so they never thought of coming here. No.
Mm. Och ni skrev tillbaka hem nu när ni kom hit över till Amerika. Så det lockade över de yngre systrarna också, alltså framförallt systrar.
Ja. Yeah.
De kom över sen efter er.
En av dem som var nästa väg kom, jag var hemma i 1906, the first time. I was 20 years old and I was home when I shouldn't have, but I did. And then I took her with me, my oldest, the one that was married to Theodor Swanson. And the other one came later. She was the youngest. I was the oldest in the family and she was the youngest. And she lives in California now. And she had, her son is working on his PhD in, he's very good. He is this space, he's going to go in for be interested in this space program. So he's working. And I think he's almost through on his PhD there. And so he has got along well. The other two, they weren't particularly interested in school. They, well, like most people, got a job and work.
Vad hade ni för intryck nu av Amerika när ni kom till Boston första gången? Vad fick ni för intryck av Amerika när ni landade i Boston 1892?
Jag minns inte precis. Jag var bara, gick igenom och var på väg till Youngstown och jag bara kommer ihåg Youngstown.
Ni kommer inte ihåg hur det såg ut i Boston och så på
den No, tiden. Because this woman that I came with, she looked after me. I was like a child, you know. That she looked after, so that I got to Youngstown and she delivered me to my aunt. That's about all I can say.
Och Albin Pettersson, han var också.
No, han gick till Minneapolis. He stayed in Minneapolis until he went to California, I guess. I didn't know or hear so much from him after. Hey. And
ja, Youngstown var inte stor på den tiden förstås. Det var inte många hus i
Youngstown?
Ja.
No. Well, it was pretty good. But there wasn't so very many Swedes there, you know. My uncle worked for the Carnegie Steel. And he made good. So that he could educate at least some of them that wanted to be. And
hade ni funderingar på att åka tillbaka till Sverige igen efter några år eller?
Well, to visit, but never to stay. No, Nej. No, I never wanted to stay.
Vad var det som gjorde det? Var det...
I liked it here. See, I got. It didn't take me long to. I learned English real
fast because I was 16 years old, you know, and then you learn things pretty quick.
Ja, var det friare här över i Amerika tror ni eller ah. Var det friare här över i Amerika kanske?
Yes, det var friare för mig anyhow because jag var tvungen att vara missionsvän, ja.
Var det en mors sida som var så stränga
missionsvänner? Well, min morfar startade missionsförbundet där i Ransäter, that was the socknen var Ransäter, and he along with some others started or got missionsförbundet started there, and here I don't know, maybe 5-6 years ago, they celebrated that, and so they asked us to send home a donation because it was 100 year and that our grandfather was one of the ones that helped to start it. So we did, and so it. Then, of course, the whole family was interested in it and stuck to it. And even the ones that went to Youngstown was missionsvänner in Youngstown. And så att jag fick inte läsa för prästen och det var jag arg för. Jag vet inte varför.
Var åkte ni tåg ifrån Boston till Youngstown?
Ja, jag åkte tåg.
Vad arbetade ni först när ni kom till...
I was helping take care of children now and then and then helping with housework here and there.
Mm. Och vem mötte er i Boston?
Ingen mötte mig i Boston för jag var med my aunt's friend.
And vad hette hon? Hon var på Skåne,
ja. Hon hette... Hon hette Nilsson, Kristina. Kristina Nilsson, I think her name was.
Var hon från Helsingborg?
I närheten av Helsingborg. And... hon har varit hemma förut, så that's why my mother felt sure that I was in good hands when I came with her.
Och sen ni arbetar i hushåll också?
Ja, jag arbetade i hushåll, ja. Mm-hmm.
Och det gjorde ni till ni gifte er?
Till jag gifte mig, ja.
Mm-hmm. Och sen har det inte varit annat än hemmafru, så att säga?
Ja, hemmafru. I had 3 children. And and then we had a chicken farm here for a while, you know, during the depression when my husband couldn't get work like everybody else. Then we started chickens and had them a few years. So
Och er make, han var er make värmlänning också kanske?
No, han var kom från Hälsingland.
Hälsingland.
Mm-hmm. Från Järvsö. Mm. And it was funny. We were on the ocean at the same time, but he on the different boats. He went to New York. He was on, I don't remember, but and I went to Boston. But we were on the ocean at the same time. We didn't know each other, of course. But, you know, when we start to think it over, well, he landed in New York and I landed in Boston all about at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Och han var lika ung han kanske, eller?
Han var 3 år äldre än mig. Han dog i fjol. Han dog i april, ett år sedan. And he was 83 years old. So we lived to be quite old. Uh-huh. And then we have two boys. We lost our daughter when she was 12. And that was the hardest blow we had. And then our two sons are, one is a lawyer and the other is an engineer.
Och de bor här i Cleveland kanske? Eller?
No. Norman, the lawyer, lives in Columbus. And Ray, the oldest, lives in Olmsted Falls, but he works for Daddy. Well, you know, the ones that builds. The big company that builds cars and trucks. He's an engineer there. And so they got along real good, and we helped them somehow, and they were good at working for themselves, so we helped them to get quite a good education.
Så er make, vad hade han för sysselsättning?
Han var maker. And so
han klarade inte på Amerika precis.
No,
allting har gått bra.
No, he always liked it, and he was home I think a couple of times to visit, but he always came back.
Nu när ni först kom över och var så ung, fru Dellner, vad hade ni för intryck av Amerika? Att var det svårt att komma till rätta med samhället?
No, det var that. I remember I thought, I never felt that it was hard. I got used to everything that I was supposed to do, and I talked English before I knew it.
Men ni kunde ingen engelska när ni kom hit?
No, I couldn't. But I learned, at 16, you know, you're still in sort of in school age. And it was no time at all until I talked English. I can hardly remember. Of course, there was times, you know, when I first started to work, but it didn't bother me.
Gick ni i kvällsskola kanske för att
lära dig? No, I didn't.
Men sen kom ni med att du i kyrkolivet och så, och blev ni missionsvän här över också, eller?
No, I didn't want to be missionsvän, because I had enough of that. No, I didn't. I had enough of church, you know, in Sweden, and I suppose I shouldn't admit that, but I thought I joined the Vasa Orden.
Slut på intervju nummer ett.